Okay, I want to discuss today Rav Hirsch's approach to the Mishkan and how it applies to dealing with coming off Shavuos and dealing with the end of the year. Now, Rav Hirsch discusses in his collected writings, why was Beis HaMikdash destroyed? So he says as follows. I would have thought the following thing. You have a Beis HaMikdash, you have rules, how to bring the Karbanos, Tum and Tara. So if you break the rules of the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem takes it away. But that's not what it says in Tanakh. It says in Tanakh, if you steal, if you cheat, do Avodah Zarah. In Tanakh, it always talks about when you do general Averas, Hashem destroys the Beis HaMikdash. And he quotes Psukim. Look here. Rav Hirsch points out, it was not the imperfections in the construction of the sanctuaries and their furnishings that brought about the destruction. One would expect to find the neglect of mitzvos pertaining to the Beis HaMikdash itself. Halachas of Karbanos? No. Rather, Hashem's presence in our midst depends on whether we will dedicate all of our lives to fulfillment of the Torah. He quotes Parshas B'chukosai. If you don't listen to me, if you will despise my laws, you will not fulfill my mitzvos, I will destroy your sanctuaries. Keep on reading. In Melachim Aleph, Shlomo says, Hashem says to Shlomo, if you and your sons will not observe my mitzvos, I shall remove the house which I have sanctified in my name. This is very important. The condition for keeping the Beis HaMikdash is that we serve Hashem well in our ordinary daily lives. From that, Rav Hirsch makes the following conclusion. And he says as follows. It's all pashut, but he says it very well. We can infer what the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash is. What is the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash? That it should be a source of inspiration to serve Hashem well in our ordinary daily lives. You go to the Beis HaMikdash, you offer Karbanos, you see the Kohanim, you see the Kedusha, and then you go home and treat your wife with more Derech Eretz. And you daven better at home. And you bench better. And you speak less Lashon Hara. And you're more calm with your kids. You take the inspiration of the Beis HaMikdash with you into your lives. And if you're not doing that, that means the Beis HaMikdash is not serving its purpose. And what does Hashem do?
Destroys it.
Based on this analysis, Rav Hirsch explains the major function of the Beis HaMikdash. It is supposed to serve as an inspiration of the nation to consecrate every aspect of Israel's life as a sanctuary to Hashem. This is very important. The goal of the Beis HaMikdash is to be inspired by the Kedusha, and then your whole life is changed. The goal is not to be holy in the Beis HaMikdash. That's relatively easy. The goal is to take it with you when you leave. Rav Hirsch goes on. There's a world famous pasuk and a world famous Rav Hirsch, Tehillim, Perek Sadi Beis. Shesulim beveis Hashem, bechatzros Elokeinu yafrichu. Rav Hirsch writes, they have the roots in the house of Hashem, but their fruit does not blossom forth there. The fruit which they bear is evident in all aspects of their everyday lives. That's Rav Hirsch's shita in life. You always feel rooted where? Beveis Hashem, in the Beis HaMikdash. And you blossom. Blossom is what? You serve Hashem outside the Beis HaMikdash. You blossom. You serve Hashem well in your ordinary everyday lives. This is what a Jew's life is about. Rav Hirsch then analyzes the Avodas Yom Kippur of the Kohen Gadol. And he says the following idea. The Kohen Gadol, during the Avoda, he offers the Ketores in the Kodesh Kodashim. He sprinkles Dam in the Kodesh Kodashim. He sprinkles Dam just outside the Kodesh Kodashim, facing the Parochas. He then sprinkles Dam on the Mizbeach Hazav. then he goes out and does karbanos on the Mizbeach HaChitza. When he goes from the paroches to the Mizbeach HaZov, it says v'yotza, and he goes out. But he's not leaving a building, because from the paroches to the Mizbeach HaZov, you're still inside the Beis HaMikdash. So why does it say v'yotza? Rav Hirsch says, you know why it says v'yotza? Because the whole theme of the Avodas Yom Kippur is to go from the inside to the outside. Here's what he says. The Kohen Gadol offers the Ketores in the Kodesh Kadashim. That's the highest level a person can get. What happens to Ketores? It's incense. It's burnt up. A beautiful smell up l'shamayim. Pure ruchnius. No gashmius there. Pure ruchnius. The ultimate in ruchnius. There's nothing physical. It's mamash, all burnt up. Reach nechoach Hashem. There's nothing you can touch. Nothing you can touch. So that's the ideal. Then the Kohen Gadol says, I want to take the ideal with me as I go back to everyday life. So what do I do after the Ketores? I sprinkle Dam towards the Aron. I'm not over the, towards the Aron. Then I leave the Kodesh Kadashim, I sprinkle Dam towards the Parochas. Then I go further away and I put Dam on the Mizbeach HaZav. Then further away out into the Mizbeach HaChitzon. What's the idea? The Kohen Gadol is taking the high level he achieved in the Kodesh Kadashim and trying to go back step by step into ordinary daily life. Look inside. A Jew blossoms in the Beis HaMikdash, outside the Beis HaMikdash, but he should always feel rooted in the Beis HaMikdash. That's the central point. Rav Hirsch approaches the Avodas Yom Kippur of the Kohen Gadol the same way. He says as follows. The symbolism, I'm on the second page, Rav Hirsch explains, is farther and farther outwards, back into real life. The path of the Avodah moves. This affects the goal of the Avodah, the attempt to re-enter the outside world while staying connected to the ideal. Beautiful. This is the ultimate Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash is the Avodas Yom Kippur. So it makes sense that the theme of the ultimate Avodah would reflect the theme of the Beis HaMikdash. So what's the theme of the Avodah? Start from the ideal and take it with you. And then there's an amazing line in the Mishnah in Yuma. The Mishnah says that the Kohen Gadol finishes the Avodah and he changes back into his weekday clothes. That's in the Mishnah. If it's in the Mishnah, it sounds like that's part of his Avodah. How is that part of the Avodah? Look inside. Rav Hirsch says, this change into the Big Day Chol is impressed with the character of an Avodah. The symbolism is that the whole life inside the Beis HaMikdash and all of the rituals which are performed in it have only meaning and value in the concrete life outside the sanctuary. The goal is strong Avodah Hashem in the Big Day Chol. Rav Hirsch concludes, the thought to be taken away by the final word of the whole great day is the Big Day Chol. This is fabulous. The Kohen Gadol starts with the Ketores, which is as ruchnius as gashmius can be, and the end of his Oda is put on your Big Day Chol. That is the Beis HaMikdash. And that, of course, is the year or 2 years in Israel. The challenge is that the year or 2 years here makes you a strong enough Oved Hashem that when you go back, you bring it with you. And your level of Oved Hashem in your ordinary life is bumped up a few notches. You go to Shul and you hear a sermon, and the sermon is fabulous. You go home and you yell at your wife. Wrong. Out to, as Avina would say, out to lunch.
Everyone has an inspiration for a little bit. Well, she is keeping the inspiration.
Right, that's it. But the point is you should be aware. That's what you should be thinking. When you're hearing that sermon in Shul, you want to take it home with you. Bring the Simcha home. We discussed this in other contexts. You're here 2 years in Israel. You're 1 year, 2 years. You're home. My Kibbutz Av Ha'Em has to be better now. People have to see, I'm a better person. I'm more friendly. I want to help my parents even more than I used to before. And I go to Minyan. And I'm learning, etc. But that's what the year is about. That's what the base Hamikdash is about. That's what the Avodas and Kippur is about, and that's what the year in Israel is about, or the 2 years in Israel. That's what Beis Medrash is about. You go to learn at night for an hour when you're married, and you come home in a better mood, and you bring the Ruchnius home with you. Got it? That's what you're supposed to do. You got it, guys? This is life. This is life. This is our first and the Beis Hamikdash. And this is the big challenge. The big challenge is making a plan that when I go home, it's going to be good. You got it? Rav Ron gave us good ideas and Musa Shmuz on Sunday. I'm going to try to add, B'zat Hashem, a few ideas this coming Sunday. But that's what life's about. It's one of my favorite... Yeah. It's one of my favorite Divrei Torah. What? Unless I have a guest speaker, yeah. But it's one of my... I have a Divrei Torah from before Shavuos. That... Well, before, whatever. Anyway, without the Hashem, is that clear, guys? That's what life's about. Life is about Rav Hirsch's approach to the Beis Hamikdash. You go somewhere, you're inspired. What happens next? Take it with you. Find a way to concretize it. A year or two in Israel. A great shir. A great drasha in shul. I'm so inspired. Do something. Take it home with you in some way. You got it? Very lemaisa. Okay, guys. That's our first on the parsha. Well, that's our first on life. How does this apply to Shavuos? That we'll discuss on Sunday, Be'ezat Hashem. That this whole theme of taking it with you into your ordinary daily life, that's what Shavuos is about. Shavuos is not about learning Torah and keeping mitzvos on Shavuos. Shavuos is about being inspired in your ordinary daily life to serve Hashem well based on the Torah.